WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Film critic Steve Weinberg has a review of Henry Jaglom's latest film, Last Summer at the Hamptons. It's a theatrical parody, a sex farce, and a tribute to Anton Chekhov. It takes place on an East Hampton estate where a family of show people gather to summer and perform.
A lot of art house mavens who find Woody Allen too slick tend to be impressed by the films of Henry Jaglom, who made, among many others, Someone to Love, Eating, and the new Last Summer at the Hamptons. Jaglom goes in for the same kind of neurotic house party atmosphere as Allen, but he incorporates improvisation, and his fans love the low-key intimacy of his comedies. Non-enthusiasts like me tend to think the reason Jaglom's pictures feel more handmade than Woody Allen's is that he lacks basic filmmaking skills. He doesn't know how to stage a scene, where to put the camera, or how long to leave it there. In Jaglom's world, editing still hasn't been invented. He lingers over his actors as if he couldn't get enough of them, which usually means we get too much. However, in Last Summer at the Hamptons, some of the performers offer genuine compensation for the long hour and three quarters the film asks us to surrender. The setting is East Hampton, Long Island, where a theatrical family gathers for the final weekend of their final season in a beloved house. It's been sold, like the cherry orchard. That's only the first of many Chekhov echoes. While these summer people put the finishing touches on their annual production, The Seagull, naturally, they keep an eye on their careers while putting the moves on each other. The successful gay playwright, John Robin Bates, plays a successful gay playwright, whose new script excites the ambitions of his actor uncle, a hunky acting student, a visiting Hollywood star, and even his grandmother, an acting coach and retired actress who presides over the vanishing estate. The large cast of characters also includes the playwright's philandering director father, his actress sister, who tends to fall for the same guys he does, and another uncle who sleeps with a movie star. I find Bates's own plays strident, so his understatement and comic ease in the role of the playwright took me by surprise. He's especially good in his scenes with Nick Gregory as the student, who turns a come-on into a deftly sustained gag before he eventually reveals what he's really after, the plum role in Bates's play.
I wanted to talk to you about Angelo.
Uh-huh.
I really relate to the character a lot. I think,
Yes?
I feel he's very misunderstood.
Uh-huh.
And I think a lot of people misunderstand me.
What are you doing?
What?
How do people misunderstand you?
I don't know, you know, I mean...
You're a lot more sensitive than people think.
Yeah.
You're misunderstood.
Yeah.
For instance, if people think that you're an opportunistic little hustler, they're misinterpreting you.
Exactly.
What's this number right here, huh? What's this shirtless, tan, standing in front of me number? I mean, you're not gay. Let's get that right out. So don't take advantage of me, okay? I've been there and I despise it.
The part of the satyr-like director, who rehearses his shows for years, gives Andre Gregory, Nick's real-life father, the opportunity for some superbly judged self-parody. Brooke Smith, the peerless Sonia of Gregory's and Louis Malle's Vanya on 42nd Street, has only a tiny role, but you get delectable glimpses of her as Nina in The Seagull. These four actors make up for a lot of nonsense, like that old faker Vivica Lindfors devouring the role of the matriarch as if she were playing Norma Desmond, and as the Hollywood celebrity Victoria Foyt, who co-wrote the script with Jaglom, imitating various jungle animals. A friend confided that she ducked into the lobby whenever Bates or Smith or one of the Gregorys wasn't on screen. That may be the best scheme for watching Last Summer at the Hamptons.
Steve Weinberg writes for the Boston Phoenix and teaches at College of the Holy Cross. This is Fresh Air.